Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you should know you should check your draft stats first before you put them on your fantasy team. Or you should definitely check the expiration date on that can of bean dip you picked up at the gas station first before you dive in. Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate. Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. See Allstate.com for details. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois. As a business owner, you're always going that extra mile to pursue your passions. So you deserve partners who can help you go further with premium benefits and rewards. The American Express Business Platinum Card offers world-class business and travel benefits so you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. With the Amex Business Platinum Card, you can earn 1.5 times membership rewards points on select business purchases. And you can get complimentary access to more than 1,400 airport lounges worldwide, including the Centurion Lounge, so you can keep running your business while you're on the go. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Terms and points cap apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/Amex Business.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, everybody.
Can't get enough of the Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on the Roku Sports Channel from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show. This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Howard out of the shotgun. Back to pass. Deep down the right side. And it is caught by Jeremiah Smith at the 30 of Notre Dame. Howard to Smith.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Ohio State national champions beating Notre Dame tonight. The ninth national championship.
Today's guests. Actor Chris Sullivan. Chiefs defensive end George Karlaftis. Fox Sports rules analyst Mike Pereira. And now, it's Rich.
That's
Eisen.
Right, everybody. Welcome to this edition of the Rich Eisen Show, live on the Roku Sports Channel, live on Infinity Sports Network, 120 Rich Eisen Show radio affiliates terrestrially, coast to coast. We're on Sirius XM live, 375. We're on the Odyssey app streaming for your listening pleasure, just like we're streaming for your viewing pleasure on the Roku Sports Channel, 12 to 3 Eastern, live. In other words, we're going to do it live.
The whole thing.
We're doing it live!
No, but then the word that came before that.
Oh, no, Sting is going to play us out. Is that what you're referring to?
I'll write it.
Not really.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of how I watched the national championship game last night. Anyway. We've got Chris Sullivan, the actor from two-time Emmy Award nominated from This Is Us. He's in a new Soderbergh film called Presence. He will join us in studio in hour number two. George Karlaftis, coming off of his 3-sack performance against the Houston Texans, he will be chatting with us in hour number three when Mike Pereira, Fox Rules analyst, former head of NFL refs, will be joining us in studio. And lots to talk about with him. When he joins us in studio in hour number three.
Indeed.
844-204-RICH is the number to dial. It's an Overreaction Monday on a Tuesday as well. Lots to discuss in championship week in the National Football League. Good to see you over there, Chris Brockman.
Hey,
how
Rich.
Are you?
Good, man. What's happening?
I am well. Jay Felly is in his spot. Good to see you. How are
What's
you?
What's up, Rich?
TJ Jefferson, candles lit over there.
How you doing, man?
I'm hanging in there.
All right. I was a little
worried. Yesterday was a day.
You know, you were texting and you were starting to misspell words. So I was like, oh, you must
was
be on bottle three.
What word did I misspell? I wasn't misspelling anything. Dude, no matter how deep into the Montalcino I'm going to get, you know I'm going to spell stuff right.
That is true. That's true.
Oh, I started drinking around 3 o'clock yesterday.
I believe it.
I must have missed the IG Live. What happened?
No, stop it. Hey. Hey. Let's give the flowers where they are due. And they are due in Columbus, Ohio. Congratulations to the Ohio State Buckeye fan base, football program, coaching staff, and players. They are national champions of the college football world, and not just national champions of the college football world, clear national champions of the college football world. Every single time they took the field in the college football playoff, it was obvious they were the better team. And not just when the game was being played. Not just then. The phrase that is said in college and professional football, coaching high school football, is you look at players on the hoof, meaning you could just see them come out of the tunnel and warm up. And you could tell who's better on the hoof.
Yeah.
The Ohio State Buckeyes, better on the hoof. They were, the minute it kicked off against Tennessee and Oregon and, yeah, Texas, they were better on the hoof. And Notre Dame last night did exactly what they needed to do, which is score on the opening drive so they're not getting boat raced from minute one and go down the field, score, take 10 minutes off the clock doing it, let Riley Leonard do his thing. 19 plays. Okay, sounds good. And score. And sure enough, Ohio State said, okay, that's just kind of delaying the inevitable, and took it down the field themselves. And man, Will Howard had the game of his life. He was terrific. He was like Phil Simms in the Super Bowl. You know, he was like Jared Goff in a lot of these regular season games, obviously, for the Detroit Lions. He didn't miss. The only time he did miss in the first half was when he threw a beautiful deep ball, a 50-50 ball to, I forget which one of his stellar running backs. I think it was Judkins. And the ball was in his player, in his teammate's hand for a split second, and then it fell down to the turf. He was terrific. With his legs, with his arm, with his presence, he was stupendous. And this thing was essentially a wrap. You know, Notre Dame did its best to give it a higher register feel. Sort of like, maybe they got a shot here. But they just didn't have enough sand in the pants, certainly in the first half. They couldn't get off the field on third down. And then at the end of the game, just like the very start for Ohio State's first touchdown, they lost track of the player you can't lose track of. I mean, if there's a ton of Ohio State players you can't lose track of. Losing track of Jeremiah Smith is like a cardinal sin.
I wouldn't recommend it.
I mean, the first touchdown, you could see a member of the Fighting Irish defense motioning wildly to his teammates to his right, like, hey, something's up, like, I need help. And then he ran away from Jeremiah Smith, like he's just going to continue on with whatever coverage was called that clearly pre-snap he knew wasn't going to be sufficient, and he left Jeremiah Smith untouched. Oh, by the way, a beautiful, beautifully designed play by Chip Kelly and Ryan Day. I mean, that was really smart. And they didn't even have to have him do that, let me go back to the quarterback motion and then come back out. That was kind of like, what, that Devontae Smith touchdown, remember, a few years ago for Alabama, where you put him out wide, you have him look like he's going to come in, and then he's wide open. Yep. In the flat. And then the last touchdown, when Notre Dame did make it a one-score game with a few minutes to go, and all they needed to do was get Ohio State off the field one more time to give him one last shot to maybe go down the field for a two-point conversion and force overtime, and Jeremiah Smith's wide open, and the full-on blitz that Notre Dame threw at Will Howard was blown up right in their faces. And Ohio State is national champions. And, you know, it kind of wasn't in doubt last night. And congrats to them.
Well, you knew it was over when it was a 16-point game and Notre Dame kicked a field goal inside the 10.
Yeah, I don't know what was up with that.
Or attempted a field goal.
On fourth and goal from the 9.
Yeah, like, what are we doing? Are you trying to win or not?
About that one. But after they scored a touchdown after that one, that extra 3 points would have created the issue. They didn't have to go for two. You know?
But they missed.
I know that.
So
I know.
It didn't matter.
I know. I know. So, you know, great season for Notre Dame, but obviously the best season for Ohio State, that they're national champions. And their head coach, Ryan Day, talked about the journey ever since he took over from Urban Meyer at the program, and everybody waiting to see if he could do what Urban did, which is win it all.
From the start of this thing, you know, we've been knocking on the door, you know, and I think about the 19 team and the 20 team and 21 team, the 22 team, you know, you keep going through these seasons and, you know, weren't that far off, but you got to find a way to break through and, you know, make it to where we are right now. And I think in today's day and age, there's just so much that goes with wins and losses and, you know, social media and, you know, people have to write articles and, you know, there's a lot of things that are said that certainly have an effect on you and your family. But, you know, when you sign up for this job, that's what you sign up for. And you got to be strong enough to withstand those storms to come out the back end. And now it's an even better story. And, you know, nothing's guaranteed. But I always, in the back of my mind, you know, felt that, you know, the people of Ohio and all of Buckeye Nation, you know, after going through difficult times and seeing a team and a bunch of coaches go through difficult times to achieve their goal, it would mean even more. And I hope they're all proud of what we've done.
I hope they are all proud of what he's done. By the way, yeah, I didn't see the oxygen mask because he was taking such a high road there, he might have needed an oxygen tank to help him.
No, easy.
Siri, what do you mean? He took the high road there. He could have absolutely spiked the football on every single leopard face-eating member of Buckeye Nation that wanted his ass fired a month and a half ago. That's spitting facts right there. A month and a half ago, his name was a four-letter word in that world, which led, by the way, Kirk Herbstreit to call the fan base a lunatic fringe, which led to more leopard-type face-eating amongst the Buckeye Nation.
Lunatic fringe.
That I think might have been part of
that's a fun phrase.
Herbstreit's reaction on camera last night that is being much discussed today. But, you know, in all seriousness, Ryan Day could have been like, how'd you like that? But he's right. It is a better story at the end. They have won it all. And the pressures of paying a lot of those kids what they paid them was the underpinning of losing to Michigan. That they put a lot of Buckeye cheddar on the table to get some kids to transfer and to get some kids to stay. And when they lost to Michigan and they lost their second game and they didn't make it to the Big Ten championship game and they did fall to the eighth seed and they did cause a full-on civil war to break out within their own fan base ranks. It didn't look good, but they took a beat. I think remembered who they are, which is a team that has the best wideouts in the country, and a program that is, you know, I'm sure LSU fans would say we're a wide receiver U, but take a look at who's playing in the NFL right now at the wide receiver position and what school they went to. I mean, including a guy who is the OG in Washington who splits two defenders and flips a game. I know we talk about Jaden Daniels and how terrific he is, but Terry McLaurin has been spectacular.
Yeah. Yep.
Who is taking over for, if you will, in all due respect to DK Metcalf in Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
So, I can give the flowers when they're deserved. And I wasn't being facetious when Ryan Day could have easily spent a split second spiking the football, just a split second.
And that's not usually on most people's minds though when they are celebrating like this.
this is the same guy who went after a fake Lou Holtz a couple years ago, right?
That's true.
One wouldn't think he would use the first 90 seconds of that real estate after the game to do what he said.
That's a good point.
But maybe he will. He's now wearing the success of this team in a way that will provide for more success in future years. And I do hope that the Buckeye faithful can appreciate, and I think they do, for the most part, until maybe next November 30th. You know?
But I think that game is now less than, unfortunately.
Well, but I knew, I said that going into the game.
Yeah.
Is that the rivalry game between Michigan and Ohio State will, the next time it will be rising to the level of what it used to be, is when Michigan and because you know it will happen at some point.
Yeah, probably.
Michigan and Ohio State play each other in college football playoff. Because that's the way it works now. And maybe we're just all learning it. Maybe we're all just learning it. It still does mean a lot on the day of the game. But, you know, it's kind of funny that 6 weeks ago, fire him. He shouldn't be around. Will Mike Vrabel come? You know, maybe Marcus Freeman will come back home. You know, maybe we can get, you know, fill in the blank. They would have taken anybody after losing to Michigan. And I'll just say this as well, while we're on the subject matter. Because I have been getting a lot of texts from people.
I bet.
I think we can say that Michigan's national championship run last year, in the final year of the 14 playoff, which, by the way, Ohio State won the first of,
right,
when they went from the BCS to 14 playoff.
With Cardale Jones.
Right, who was there last night, I think. And now Ohio State's won the first 12-game version of it. That last year's Michigan run and this year's Ohio State run, mutually exclusive. They had their own, we had our own different issues getting through it, getting to it, getting to the championship podium. Both Michigan and Ohio State were self-inflicted. Self-inflicted. Michigan wound up winning, and we won the championship. I say we because now I'm now putting the fan hat on. We won the championship without all the stuff that was self-inflicted that was going on, all the supposed cheating that was going on. We won it all. Ohio State had the self-inflicted face-eating period in between the loss to Michigan and the win over Tennessee, right? Except, you know, when the stuff was going down with Michigan, we didn't abandon our coach. Like many who Kirk Herbstreit was calling out did in fact do, and today I'm sure are throwing Buckeyes at his feet now, as well they should. Because whatever the hell happened on that day on November 30th, it went out the window. And that together, Michigan and Ohio State, while you say, Chris, that the rivalry game doesn't mean as much anymore, has shown over the last 2 years, the national champion comes out of that game. Well, they play on the same day. It's not exactly who wins that game is the national champion. That happened last year, not this year. But be that as it may, I'm just pointing out, it's a Big Ten world we live in. Mm-hmm. I don't know how that's, it's kind of funny. So many folks in SEC country would say hell would have to freeze over before that happened. And right now, SEC country's actually freezing over.
Yeah, it's snowing in
New Orleans. Happening. So it's kind of crazy that Michigan and Ohio State go back to back and SEC country is freezing over as it happens. But congratulations to the Buckeyes, and I can safely say that and put my head on the pillow and say, you know, I was rooting for Notre Dame. And I was crying at the end of the night, too.
Well, congratulations.
In a way. But I know so many Buckeye fans, and I know they're through the roof happy today. And we'll just say, you know, next time, don't lose to anybody. Win the conference. Go to the conference championship game, and then you can win it all. Try again. See how it goes next year. Now that Ryan Day is back.
Back.
6 weeks ago. 6 weeks ago, there was, they were run him out on a rail.
Fired.
Now he's the greatest thing ever. It's okay. That's fandom.
Week to week. Week to week sport.
Damn right it's me.
We'll take a break here on the Rich Eisen Show. Ben Johnson's been hired by the Bears, and I'm wondering if this is going to, you know, break a dam in a way here. Now we're going to see a bunch of coaches hired this week, right before championship weekend. That's next. It's an overreaction Monday on a Tuesday as well, here on a 21st of January edition of the Rich Eisen Show. I got a riddle for you. What do yoga mats, a toothbrush, and a Hyundai have in common? I'll give you a moment. Time's up. If you guess they're all fun, well-designed, and super useful, you guessed wrong. The answer is you can order all those things on Amazon. That's right. You can now buy a Hyundai on Amazon, the same place where you order yoga mats, a toothbrush, and pretty much everything else. All from the comfort of your home. And the best part, you won't even have to break down a car-sized Amazon box after, because you'll pick up your Hyundai at the dealer. I mean, picture this. You're in your PJs, snugged in on your couch. You pull up Amazon on your phone and start the process right there. Just locate a nearby dealer, pick your color, your options, check the price, and with a few dotting of some I's and crossing of some T's, voila! Your Hyundai is ready for pickup. It's that easy. Just remember to put some real clothes on before you head over, will you? Hyundai, now available on Amazon. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Limited availability only through participating Hyundai dealers in select markets. Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you should know you should check your draft stats first before you put them on your fantasy team. Or you should definitely check the expiration date on that can of bean dip you picked up at the gas station first before you dive in. Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate. Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. See Allstate.com for details. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois. Let's talk TurboTax, people. You might be sitting there going, wait a minute, Rich, I don't get it. It's not April. Why am I thinking about my taxes now? Why should I? Because with TurboTax, you can have an expert file for you as soon as today. You get a TurboTax expert's undivided attention when you use TurboTax, and they work on your return in real time. Once upon a time, taxes is all about waiting and wondering and worrying. That's three things any fellow football fan can relate to, right? But nowadays, it's all about a TurboTax expert giving your taxes their undivided attention, just like your fantasy league waiver wire. Experts file with 100% accuracy so you can get your best return guaranteed. Know how it's all working for you right now rather than finding out at the last second and wondering if the person who's doing it for you knows what they're doing. With TurboTax, they've got an expert who knows what they're doing all the time. Now, this is taxes. Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. So I have not seen this video. You're the one who told me that Ryan Day got into a golf cart accident last night?
Well, I mean, he wasn't driving, but it's just a funny video that happened.
Let me see this.
They're supposed to be celebrating. And
okay. Oh, they're taking him and...
And it was like, oh, wow.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
He's not laughing.
Wow.
Well, he looks pissed, and the golf cart is, you know...
Is it stuck?
Kind of damaged.
Oh my God, they couldn't get it out of the wall?
That tire is definitely busted.
Yeah, and
is like getting out of there?
Yeah, I mean, the whole front axle, I think, probably
just collapsed.
Yeah, as she collided into that concrete wall. I don't know. That poor lady. Feel bad.
Oh my God. Well, I guess it's better to have a celebratory golf cart, you know, wall smack than a sad eating pizza off the back of a golf cart moment.
Yeah.
I don't know what's with Ohio State and the golf carts. I mean, you'd rather not have this one. You'd rather have the winning T-shirts and the laughing and the and the crash, right?
Yeah, you'd rather not be eating sad pizza.
Yeah, sad pizza is.
That was the first thing I thought of was a scene in Austin Powers. Yeah.
Oh my gosh! And then you sent me this. This was a nice moment because you did you switch to Monday Night Raw or were you watching both at the same time?
Two
or
TVs.
You know. Yeah, two TVs. Yeah. God bless this woman. She's a patriot. This is a real sign at Monday Night Raw.
Real sign at Monday Night Raw.
You can't be the champ if you can't beat the champ. It's been 1,878 days since Ohio State has beaten Michigan. Ma'am, you are a patriot.
Wow, that's intense.
Well, today would be 79 days.
She's a great American. You know, so, well, today's that day, too, yes.
Right, so 79.
It's going to keep going and going and going.
I knew at that moment when Cooper, I sent that to you, you felt a little. And you were like, was that from the game?
I thought, no. I'm like, that I know, from Monday Night Raw. By the way, bringing it to Monday Night Raw is particularly great. You know, back on the Rich Eisen Show radio, just rejoined us. So my son, Cooper, said to me last night, he's like, do you know the only team Ohio State didn't beat this year? Because their second loss or their first loss of the season was against Oregon, who they avenged against.
So who is
there's
the
only one team
that they played this year.
That they played this year.
And they didn't beat them.
At all. That's right. See.
Who could
And again, this is the fun rivalry stuff. If there's still a rivalry, you know, that you can keep talking about. And by the way, when I say if there's still a rivalry, it's your point, Chris, is that that game isn't the end all be all anymore.
Right.
Now that you can lose that game
and still
in embarrassing fashion to one of the worst iterations of your opponent in recent years. You could lose that game. You can start, you know, having a circular firing squad within your fan base in that game. Start like leopard, like eating your face off of your, you know, your coach off of that game. You can have one of the most beloved previously members of Buckeye Nation hold up a mirror to Buckeye Nation saying that there's a lunatic fringe out there causing more leopard-like face eating. You can have all of that and win it all still. That's what I meant. That's maybe not a rivalry anymore. Not the fact that Michigan's won four in a row and is closing in on 1,900 days since Ohio State last beat them.
Also, I saw Puff Feinbaum say it, and you just said it. Just going to push back a little bit on the Big Ten world. Since 06, the SEC has won 13 titles and the Big Ten has three.
No, I get it.
And the SEC just won four in a row, and now the Big Ten has won two in a row.
In the last two, I know. I understand that. Yeah. That, you know, you're taking a larger scope on behalf of the Big Ten, you know, whose commissioner, Tony Petitti, said it's the greatest run to a championship ever. That's what he said last night. You know, and the look you're giving is similar to, you know, the look all
and
Michigan
fans. You guys
fans
had zero losses last year?
Yeah. I mean, zero losses. There are T-shirts that we wear saying Michigan beat everybody because we did. Right. And that also implies that there's more, you know, intangibles that we beat. But again, as you pointed out all last year, it was self-inflicted.
Yeah.
Okay. And so the intangibles that Ohio State overcome was their own fan base who wanted everything blown up and was basically one home slip up against Tennessee away from getting it.
Yeah.
Or if they got not getting it, or and demanding
upset.
It.
Right.
No,
right.
But that's okay.
Right.
Let them forget that. That's convenient. Memory loss
doesn't
because
matter now.
They have the natty. They've won the natty with, as I said, to lead the show, absolutely the best roster. On the hoof, we're going to see a lot of these kids at the next level.
A lot of pros.
Tons.
I mean, Jeremiah Smith could start in the playoffs this weekend.
How did Notre Dame lose him? Twice.
I don't know.
Give it up to Texas.
Literally the
Texas
most important
bracketed
player
him
in the
game. And they're like, let other people beat us. And by the way, Ohio State has a full complement of people who can do that. So
most important play of the game, 60-yard bomb.
at the end of the game?
One-on-one coverage. Right. What are we doing?
Great question. These are all great questions. Back on the Rich Eisen Show radio network, I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk furnished by Grainger. With supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. You know, there was a scenario under which Marcus Freeman would win it all from Notre Dame and the Chicago Bears would be knocking on his door and saying, how would you like to leave Notre Dame and take the short ride from South Bend and move your family to Chicago? But that wasn't happening. And the reason why has nothing to do with the fact that Notre Dame lost. The move was made by the Bears before kickoff last night. Ben Johnson is the new head coach of the Chicago Bears. And this is exactly the guy the Bears fans that I know wanted, because he knows the division, having been the offensive coordinator for the Detroit Lions, who, by the way, did not lose in division this year. Perfect in division. And led the NFL in scoring offense, came up with the most points per game in a season in Lions history, 33.2 points per game. Most points per game by any NFL team since the 2019 Ravens of Lamar Jackson's first MVP season. They scored 20 or more points in 16 of their 17 games. That's tied for most in the National Football League. The only game under 20 was their Week 2 loss to Tampa. They scored more than 40 in 6 games this year. They also ranked top 5 in total yards per game. Jared Goff had one of the best years of his career. And I'm not just saying this year was one of his best years performance. I'm talking about body of work. Jared Goff, when he was sent to Detroit, as we all know, came with first round draft choices as well. Normally you get the draft choices in return for a first overall draft pick. Jared Goff's career redeemed in Detroit. He led the NFL in passing yards, Goff, since Ben Johnson took over in 2022 as the offensive coordinator, elevated from the Lions tight end coach position by the tight end head coach who took over and knew Ben Johnson from their time together in Miami, where Ben Johnson first joined the Miami Dolphins as an offensive assistant in 2012 and moved up as an assistant quarterbacks coach, an assistant wide receiver coach, then became the wide receiver coach of the Dolphins before the Lions hired him as a quality control coach in 2019. He first started coaching in Boston College in 2009 and went to the pros after a GA and tight ends coach positions there from 2009 to 2011. And so I just basically point out that this guy is all about offense. And this is exactly the type of guy you want to connect to Caleb Williams and rip the knob off. And that's it. And Ben Johnson, you do for Caleb what you did for Goff and what Cliff Kingsbury is doing for Jaden Daniels right now. Unlock 18. Unlock him. Because there were times where he was locked up this year. Mm-hmm. The issue is, part of the reason why 18 was locked up was a lot of holding on to the football, a lot of lack of protection. There were times when he did play free, and you just wonder, can he play within a construct of an offense? Does he just need to play free and just spitball it out there? How do you find that sweet spot? That's Ben Johnson's job. And it looks like he's bringing Dennis Allen in as the defensive coordinator, which is a real nice move. Plus, you also have a guy who does have some head coaching experience, although I don't know if that's why you're hiring Dennis Allen. You're hiring him to say, you handle the defensive side of the ball, I'm going to handle the offensive side of the ball, and potentially collectively, I don't know. That's the question here. That's the question. How is Ben Johnson going to be as the CEO of a program? How is he going to be as the guy who needs to walk into the defensive side of things and say what's what, in the way that Eberflus did not appear to do on the offensive side of the ball. I mean, he was in there every now and then when we were talking to Matt Eberflus. The story that we heard from Stacy Dales in that when we were talking about the Bears leading into the game that we covered against the Jaguars this year, which was the high watermark of the Eberflus era, 4-2 with Caleb Williams going into a bye week, coming off of a 4-touchdown performance on Jacksonville, feeling great about themselves. Then they come off the bye, then comes the Hail Mary, and then yada, yada, yada. But the question was, would he be able to handle the business of everything in Chicago? And we heard that the players there were having issues with Shane Waldron, the offensive coordinator, not having a first 15 scripted. They thought that it would be a really good idea to do such a thing and learn the first 15 as opposed to having some form of a menu and the players not knowing what the menu is going to be in terms of the first 15 plays. And Eberflus is like, great. You talk to Waldron.
I still can't believe that happened.
Well, advocate for yourselves. You know, go for it. But you talk to the coach.
But the idea of not having it in the first place.
Well, there are some teams that don't. There's some teams that don't need it. You know, there's menus and things of that nature. But it is rare. It is rare. But to basically say, not say, I got this, and then pull Shane Waldron in and say, this is the way we're going to do it. Again, the only reason why we're talking about it now is because everything fell apart. And will Ben Johnson be able to know when to call timeouts and throw challenge flags and things of that nature? And what does happen when things go sideways? You never know. But I will say this when it comes to hiring Ben Johnson, that, you know, hiring the young hot coordinator for one side of the ball to fix the one side of the ball, which the Bears need to make sure Caleb Williams works. Because if Caleb Williams doesn't work, that is a major issue. And now we're watching what Jaden Daniels is doing, damn near almost making the Super Bowl, which he can do 6 days from now. And it's entirely possible that he does. That the Bears spinning their wheels on their quarterback would set the franchise back. It's that simple. So I understand making this decision. And this is why, you know, it's sometimes tough to have the CEO head coach, because you do lose a coordinator on one side of the ball, if not both, when the Lions lose their coordinators, as Aaron Glenn is in New York right now talking to the Jets, and Ian Rappaport reporting that Aaron Glenn talking to the Jets, the defensive coordinator of the Lions, is the intention is to not let him out of the building, because the Saints are ready to chat with Aaron Glenn next. They're in the on deck circle if the Jets do not land Aaron Glenn today, former Jet. And we'll talk about that if it happens. But the reason why I bring all this up now is that's the challenge for the Lions moving forward here, is they've got to replace their two coordinators, and Dan Campbell, as the CEO, is going to have to get those hires right. And we'll see. Again, the last team that made the Super Bowl and lost both coordinators had a terrible year last year in the Eagles. They didn't get it right. This year they did. Now they might be going back to the Super Bowl. So you got to get these right. That's why I was always saying, you know, maybe you make these hires with the hot coordinator and you stick him on that side of the ball and you're not going to lose him. Like, if it works with Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams, Ben Johnson's not going to go find a job somewhere else if it's working in Chicago, because he's the head coach. Which is why I'm always saying, you know what? I would not hire a defensive-minded head coach. I want to get my offensive coordinator and the head coach in the same headset with the quarterback and hook them up and let's go. Look at Andy Reid. Look at Sean Payton. How many times have we said that? Like, that's the idea.
That's the idea.
But I have to say, at this point in time, Dan Quinn's kind of blowing that one straight up to hell right now. Or, pardon me, heaven.
He's in the novel.
He is blowing it up because he is the CEO head coach, and we will see if Cliff Kingsbury does leave what it would look like with Jaden Daniels without him. We will see what it might look like even next year if Cliff Kingsbury does get a job And if somebody wants to wait for him after next Monday, or it might have to be waiting all the way to the end of the Super Bowl in 2 weeks. But I'm mea culping on this one. Dan Quinn, a CEO head coach of the defensive side of the ball, has plugged into Jaden Daniels in quite a way that makes me sit here and think, just get the best guy for the job who can handle the pressures, can handle the fourth down calls, can handle the media, can handle the locker room, can handle the players, and you just find the right assistants, and maybe you pay them to stay, and if not, you just find the right ones to come next, and you nail the draft choices and go to work. Dan Quinn is kind of blowing up exactly everything that we've been saying for the last few weeks. And if I had said to you 3, 4, 5 weeks ago, Ben Johnson was going to be the head coach of the Chicago Bears, I'd be like 100% right move. And number of times that we've had Kurt Warner on and others on when I'm like, who's the best coach for Caleb Williams? Get the best leader of the organization. And it's just like, okay, tell me something I don't know. But it doesn't have to be the hot coordinator. I hope it is for Bears fans. I hope it's exactly because this is makes sense. Get somebody in the division who knows how to beat the division and who knows how to be in a bag of tricks, who thinks at a different level, a four game of offensive dimensional chess. Mm-hmm. He's got a deep bag of tricks. He also knows what it's like to go for it on fourth down because he's seen his head coach. He understands the pitfalls of it. He understands the benefits of it. He's ready to go. And you hook him up with Caleb Williams and fix that issue of year one, and off you go. I totally think it makes sense. I get it. I hope it works out. But me sitting here saying, hire the offensive guy as the head coach because you won't lose him, and that's the way you go about your business. You're successful that way. Dan Quinn is basically raising his hand saying, what about me here?
Yeah, but
because the Commanders might win it all.
He was already a coach, so...
No, I know that, but, you know, as Pete Carroll right now is being rumored as the next head coach in Vegas, you know, you might sit here and say, because that's the hot rumor I'm seeing all across my television screens right now, you know, that you hire the right CEO to set the standard, to set, and Dan Quinn is from the Pete Carroll world. The right attitude, the right mindset, the right leadership.
That's why I'm so excited about Mike Vrabel.
Right, you know, like that's what you do. You hire the guy who can set things up for success and delegate to the right people, have your hand in everything. And that's why, you know, it would make sense to see a CEO head coach being hired. And I'm, you know, I hope for the Bears, there is a CEO in the OC of Detroit, now HC of the Chicago Bears. We'll take a break. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. We're back on the Rich Eisen Show in a moment. As a business owner, you're always going that extra mile to pursue your passions. So you deserve partners who can help you go further with premium benefits and rewards. The American Express Business Platinum Card offers world-class business and travel benefits so you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. With the Amex Business Platinum Card, you can earn 1.5 times membership rewards points on select business purchases, and you can get complimentary access to more than 1,400 airport lounges worldwide, including the Centurion Lounge, so you can keep running your business while you're on the go. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Terms and points cap apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/Amex Business.
Whether you're ordering wings for the game, whipping up a 7-layer dip, or ordering pizza, there's something about football that makes you want to eat. And this football season, Uber Eats has the best deals on game day food. No matter what you're craving, from 2-for-1 pizza to buy one, get one wings, Uber Eats will be dropping new deals each week, all season long. Uber Eats, official on-demand delivery partner of the NFL. Order now. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Philadelphia Eagles, we have that to talk about, too.
Yes, as I'm draped
in
my Eagles paraphernalia.
Now, that's like your gut. So you got the green hoodie.
Yeah, I went green hoodie, and then I went satin black jacket
with the
black eagle on it. This is subtle.
Yeah,
this is subtle. I didn't want to come here and be, you know, blatant with it. This is a subtle.
Yeah, I didn't notice it. It's sort of like a watermark sort of situation that you have right there.
But then you get up close, and you're like, whoa, he really is an Eagles fan. He's got a lot.
Yes.
He's got a lot of Eagles stuff on. I'm wearing a jersey to the Super Bowl with the Jerome Brown patch.
That's what you're going to do?
Yes.
Okay.
I got the Randall Cunningham jersey, but my jersey has a Jerome Brown patch.
Well, what will it say on the back? Will it say heart? Will it say your name?
No, it's going to say Cunningham. It's a real jersey.
Okay.
I can't make it say heart. I'm no longer authentic if I make it say heart. It's got to be a real jersey. This is a real moment.
Understand.
It's a big moment for me, man.
This is it.
It's a big game.
What do you think?
What do you mean, what do I think? The score's going to be 83-6. I called it. I put my prediction out there a long time ago.
Okay.
I had a dream. I saw it.
And how many how many touchdowns then for Nick Foles then out of that?
Nick Foles going to throw for 32 touchdowns. 32. I'm
trying to do the math in my head right now.
32 touchdowns.
Yeah, that is. We just put
I didn't want to show.
83-6.
Yeah, I didn't want to show if my math was good or bad, and that's why I just threw a number out there. I think I'm in the ballpark. Here's what people need to understand about the Patriots right now. Yeah. And I know there's a lot of New England Patriots fans. There's a lot of Tom Brady lovers out there, as you should, okay? They're not running over the NFL. They didn't breeze through these playoffs. They shouldn't have beaten the Jaguars. They shouldn't have. Mm-hmm. They did, but they shouldn't have.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like they have displayed this, oh my God, they're just, nobody's going to be able to deal with them. Our defense has been an amazing defense throughout the whole season. I really see our defense and our front four getting to Brady. If we get to Brady, it's going to be a problem. And we run the ball very well. It's going to be a grinding game. And Foles is going into this game with so much confidence. After the last game, he's got so much confidence. I don't care what you say, you can't beat confidence. You know how much confidence I have? You can't beat my confidence. I don't care what you tell me. I'm so confident. Foles has confidence. Our defense has confidence. We are here. This is where we said we would be in the beginning of the season, and we got here. That's confidence. They're used to being here. That's cocky. That's a little nonchalant shoulder shrug. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll do it again.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the same type of confidence. It's not the same type of hunger. It's a different level of hunger. And these dogs got to eat. Get it, because they was calling us underdog.
Yes, I know.
By the way, you know, it's kind of crazy, his prediction of the final score, 83-6. He was only 15 points off on the total points of the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that was the highest scoring Super Bowl ever, right?
41-33 final.
Yeah.
And I'll never forget, sitting next to you, for a split moment, as the ball was in the air, Brady going for a Hail Mary to Gronk, there was a split moment in the air.
He's going to catch it.
I can't wait to see this land.
He was maybe this far off, just missed it.
He threw a Hail Mary.
Except the Boston Scott touchdown shouldn't have counted early in the game.
It's odd that you remember.
He bobbled it, and then his foot came down on the line, and they had been calling that an incomplete pass all year, and then conveniently in the Super Bowl, nope, touchdown. Oh, weird.
41-33, 74 points final. But not bad. 15 points off. That's all he was. Your family's biggest supporter, that's you. So make sure they're protected today with affordable online life insurance through Ethos. Up to $2 million of same-day term life coverage in as little as 10 minutes for as little as $2 a day. It's 100% online, and there's no med exams, only a few online health questions. The mortgage, kids' education, and other costs could all be covered through Ethos. Straightforward protection. For those people who matter most, get a free quote at tryethos.com. That's TryEthos.com. You know, many, many times there are shows that create stars, right? And I'm not saying that we do that here. But sometimes it happens. And it was a couple of months ago when somebody called into this program from the state of Florida, referred to the Jets quarterback is that little guy from New Jersey. Correct? From playing in New Jersey. No, it's a Bills fan from the state of Florida. Her name's Barbara in Ocala, Florida. And a lot of people are like, what happened to Barbara? Is she back on the phone line right now? Christopher? Yes. Barbara, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Where you been?
Yes, I'm here.
Where you been? Barbara?
Yes, Rich.
How are you? Congrats on making the AFC Championship game with your team.
Thank you very kindly. But I called mainly to thank you for the nicest things you could ever say about the Bills. Today, it made my heart throb because, you know, I was starting to take it personal that you didn't like them because of the juice way back when. We all didn't have gray hair.
Okay.
And I thought, he just don't like them because of the reputation that OJ gave us. And now today you made it up so much, and I really thank you because them Bills do deserve everything you said. And you are amazing. I mean,
oh, thanks,
people
Barbara.
Of my era watch soap operas, and I watch Rich because I'm all football.
And well, the NFL is a soap opera.
Hit the heart.
Oh, thank you, Barbara. You know, I appreciate
well,
that.
Well, it's the truth. I mean, I love your crew. I mean, you know, Chris is a very mad with that. But you are amazing how much you have.
Oh, we just lost her.
Oh, no. That wasn't me.
Okay.
Her she said I was what?
I forget.
Very matter of fact.
Matter of fact.
You are very matter of fact.
I am matter of fact, yeah.
Well, because you sometimes say things in very plain English that,
yeah,
you know. With a certain level of conviction.
It needs to be said.
With a certain level of conviction that your opinion needs in order to land sometimes.
Yeah. Thank you.
But Barbara in Florida, she was very complimentary. I greatly appreciate that. And the other thing I appreciated was Jay Felly looking directly at me when he thought she was talking about blaming it on the juice.
Juice. I was like, oh.
No. She said the juice.
Juice.
She said the juice.
I got it.
We're good. We're good. I saw you over there. Let's talk play of the week. It's a simple one. It's the guy that, Chris, you're talking about should be the MVP of the league.
Yeah.
Taking care of business in the snow in Philadelphia when the Rams were hanging around and he just took one to the house on them again. Play of the week presented by Sleep Number.
118 yards and adding to it. There goes Barkley into the clear through the snow all the way home. He's hit another home run against the Rams. And this one might send them to the championship game.
And at the time, it sure looked like it's a good thing he used the word might as Tirico used the conditional phrasing because the Rams made a much tighter game of it, but Saquon Barkley, his 78-yard rushing touchdown, the longest rushing touchdowns in Eagle playoff history, and most rushing touchdowns of 60 or more yards in a season. He tops that list with 6 over the 4 touchdowns that Jim Brown had over 60 yards in 63. The 4 touchdowns Adrian Peterson had over 60 yards in 2012, and the 4 touchdowns Saquon had just against the Rams alone this year.
Crazy.
He's in second place just against the Rams.
Unreal.
Put it all together, he's in first place above it. And that's the play of the week presented by Sleep Number. Experience game-changing sleep. Save now on a Sleep Number smart bed only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. So there's that. I just had a very nice chat with Chris Sullivan during the commercial break.
All right.
The 2-time Emmy Award nominated actor from This Is Us is coming out here to talk about his new movie, Presence, directed by Steven Soderbergh, who's done a few good movies in his day. Mm. Overreaction Monday on a Tuesday, also coming up in Hour 2, Mike Pereira in studio, Hour 3. And I think Barbara was also watching on the Roku channel. She might have been watching our old channel.
Oh, yeah. Oh, which is
because if she's saying what I said
show?
Today,
right?
That's yesterday's show. So the Roku Sports Channel, if you're somehow watching this tomorrow on the Rich Eisen channel that you were maybe watching this show for the first 2 years of its existence.
Right.
The Roku Sports Channel has our live show every day. So find that one out.
Right. Rich Eisen channel.
You just replay. It's easy to find on the front homepage.
Yeah.
Because I'll sometimes hear, from my mom, from Ev, she's like, I like that sweater you wore today, and it was the one from the previous day. And I'm like, Mom, you got to find a different channel.
Update.
And the thing is she talks to her Roku remote.
Oh, I know. Yeah. I like that feature, though.
It's a great feature. Talk to the hand, literally. You know? So we got that going for us.
Which is nice.
So you watched more Raw, I imagine, than not last night, Mr. Penn State, right?
Yeah, which had the volume?
Raw.
Nah, the volume was plays on both of them. I just sometimes will turn one up a little bit louder when there's something more interesting going on. So, but yeah. I saw Pentagon last night, man.
Cage is getting into wrestling. We had Raw on the second TV on mute.
And he's a Pentagon fan, right?
He liked that dude. I don't know his name, but he came out and he loved his outfit and the mask and everything.
Mask wrestlers usually can get over with kids just because, they're not used to seeing anything like that.
Oh, and he liked the women's match when it became like a free-for-all after Rhea Ripley ran out at the end.
That's fun.
Cage is getting into the
women's
wrestling.
Cage is getting into it. And then he'll look at me in the commercial break and go, Dad, want to wrestle?
Oh.
And then he just like, he also doesn't know, like, when I do the elbow, you know, I know how
you
to land.
You soften it. He doesn't.
He will hit me with the point of his elbow right in the nuts.
Well, he's going to have to learn. Should we?
The balls is hot.
Yeah.
That's what's happening.
We could have him learn these things.
He's got to learn how to throw a working punch. You know what I mean?
I mean. He's almost five. Like, he'll get there.
There's a new star of Monday Night Raw. Do you know who that person is?
Who's that?
Put her on the screen. That person is a star. What a star of Monday Night Raw. I don't know who you are, ma'am, but you are a
hero. Signs of the night.
Call into the show if this
a
is
hero.
You.
A hero. A patriot and a hero.
That's I don't think the I way think. You use patriot is no, the way
no,
that...
No, no, no. Listen, it's a... Patriot. Everyone has a different definition of patriot these days. Clearly. She's a patriot.
Finding someone that understands you is hard because you're human. And there's a lot of different humans out there. eHarmony helps you find someone you can be yourself with. You think no one would understand mourning a plant like it's a loved one. Or singing made-up songs to your dog. But that's the type of person eHarmony helps you find. Someone who makes you feel seen, heard, and understood. Get started today on eHarmony. Get who gets you.